Hey, podcasters, welcome to Friday's edition where Ed tried to mention the fact that old mate was a skateboarder.
Hey,
about...
yo, Tracy.
Oh. I kept forgetting Tracy. His name. What's his name?
Dean.
I want to call him
Visions.
Ryan.
Yeah, Visions. Oh.
Why do I want to call him Ryan?
Because he's like Ryan.
Is there a Ryan?
Ryan's the other one. He was the blonde guy that came in the show.
Because I kept having to look at my sheet. And you listen. If you listen to the podcast, you hear me go, you'll go. Because I couldn't remember his name.
No. Ryan is the other guy. Not only that, Dean upscaled his amount of skateboards. He didn't talk it down. He talked it up. He's got five.
Mm, one for each.
That made Ed so excited.
I got a good dig in after he said that.
No, he didn't like it.
Oh, yeah, The Ninja Turtle line was superb.
You should have seen old mate's one eyebrow going up and down. When Ed's taking a run up to a good line, his eyebrow starts twitching. And he was sitting over there like he had like the studio audience of Friends in front of him, and he was just barreling him.
It was so good.
Oh, my God.
I really enjoy myself.
Oh, I can see. You ever wonder what gives Ed Cavalier a boner? It's sitting there spitting punchlines at some poor reality TV buffoon.
That is the point of them.
You were effectively punching a puppy.
Dean's a puppy?
That's not right.
A Rottweiler puppy.
You are ridiculous.
He doesn't stand a chance next to you, mate. But your brain moves at four times the pace of his.
Yeah, but if he puts himself out there, he's up for it. But
I hate that line.
But this is reality TV is different because reality TV, that's their job. Their job is to be interesting or weird or whatever it is that they are and then get into the actual media and then everyone has some fun and then we forget them.
But we were talking about this off air and it's true. I'm the only one of us three that's how I got my way into this industry. I was on reality TV. And I tell you, the moment I got voted off Idol, the next week, no one gave a shit.
That's really interesting.
I was home folding
washing. And that was in the heady days of it too.
Yeah, we were the highest rating season ever.
That's really there you go.
And I had to go to Centrelink that next week.
Wow. And were people, aren't
you?
Yeah,
and people were like, what are you doing here? And people assume you get heaps of money. You don't.
No.
And so these guys now have to deal with fading into obscurity, like all good reality TV. I didn't. I was like a rhino shot with a tranquilizer, pulling myself through the African jungle. I'm not going down. I'll become a comic before I go down.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well played.
Because when you're caught up in the whirlpool of it all,
you think
it's going to be there forever
100%.
As well. You think you're now...
Oh, God, yeah. We thought we were going to be the biggest rock stars on the planet because what happened to Guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, nah, but now how long till those guys are irrelevant?
Who?
Good answer.
Funny. Yeah, there's other things.
Yeah, enjoy the podcast.
Enjoy the podcast. Thanks,
guys.
Good work. Bye. Good on you, mate. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready,
set,
go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
2 minutes past six for a Friday. How are we?
Great.
Good morning.
Good.
Oof.
Yes.
Feeling all right.
Tracy.
We have a big...
My little lady.
...day today. We have probably the most talked about duo in the country.
Definitely are.
Presently.
Yep.
I am still yet to watch an episode of their show, but I'm very well aware of who they are.
You don't need to watch. That's the great thing about Dean and Tracy.
That's how spoken about they are. Yeah. I know all about them and all about their relationship and what they look like. I know his rap.
Yep. They're like,
hey, yo, Tracy, my little lady, you drive me crazy. After last week on the couch, yo, I know you probably
hate me.
Shot. You're so hot.
Hot.
MC Visions.
Your brain is next level. Let me show me what you got.
That's such a weird line. I was thinking about that last night. What does he want?
He's going to just throw Pythagoras' theorem at him.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? At any moment. Bang.
You reckon she will?
Yeah, take this.
Dean and Tracy will be joining us today. What is going on? Can't
She's
wait
a Bitcoin
for
babe. Don't doubt her brain level.
I didn't. I would never do that.
She's got Bitcoin, guys.
Sassy business lady.
Sassy.
We've also got a Ask Us Anything with a man with two penises.
His name's Double Dick Guy. That's his actual name. I couldn't make that up if I tried. I mean, I probably could, let's be honest.
So,
yeah.
And he's he is as advertised.
100%. Yeah.
You know, we've seen the pictures. It is actually two of them.
You know what you're ordering off the menu with this guy.
You do, don't you?
And you're getting it.
Yeah, it's like
turning up on your table. It's there.
One of those restaurants with the pictures.
With two wangs.
Two wangs. Oh.
Yeah. Twang.
Oh, two
wang.
Oh, yeah, working wangs.
Ah,
two wangs, Julie Newmar.
It was fascinating. Of course, we had to pre-record it because he's got two penises,
he
guys. But he was surprisingly professional about it and we were not.
No. But not much snickering so from true. Us.
No, you can't snicker. And why would you snicker? It's more like... Well done, mate.
Yeah, it was actually.
Most
small.
Dudes would. Whoa. Yeah, most dudes would listen to this and go, yeah, right. Because they function.
Massively yeah. function.
Like independently.
So we did ask him the various ways in which he has used them, and he was very upfront and open and honest about them. So it was a fascinating chat.
Yeah, we hope you represented all your questions, Sydney. You're here.
I know. Plenty on. We're coming back for What's the Superior?
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
With thanks to SodaStream, you can enjoy fresh sparkling water at your fingertips.
Hang on. Something incredible has just taken place. I've opened my folder where our lovely Kim puts all our sheets.
Yeah.
And I see, yes, there is a SodaStream.
Look at her. Look at her there. She's right at the window. She can't handle what's going on. She's not
she's
across
lurking.
It.
She's
what do you mean?
She's meerkatting.
Yeah.
I just opened up my sheet.
Yeah.
Is this true that there's three double passes for tonight's show for Ed Sheeran?
Wow.
Whoa.
Wait a second.
That's phenomenal.
So,
is that true? Kim's pulling the face. There is now, guys, because when we say it, it is true.
Yeah.
Legal.
So let's, great.
So one person's going to get one of those
that's
here.
That's going to get our TSL up, isn't it?
It sure is. Fantastic. Time spent listening, friends.
Yes.
Also, the winner will get a SodaStream. Oh, I've just flicked over to the double dick guy's sheet. Okay, so. The
now
game
this,
today.
This was one that you came up with. And
yes.
I'm noticing a trend with our What's the Superior since you have come on board. There's a lot of food-based ones now.
A lot.
What's today's?
Today's is, I'm walking just through the building and there's a kitchen sort of in between us and the toilet. Mm-hmm. And as I walked past, I smelt it. And I followed my nose, and one of our colleagues, she was there, and she was putting Nutlex on to fruit toast.
So the fruit toast smelled.
The fruit toast
drew you in.
Drew my over nose first.
Haven't you been spoken to about going up and congratulating people on their food choices?
But my wife's not here. She's at home.
Okay, you know how radio works, right?
Yeah, but she won't be up. And she will. And so I went, fruit toast, eh? And she was, I'll be honest with you, a little startled.
I would be too. Some giant dude. And you've got a prominent nose. It's a lovely nose. It's a strong
nose.
I
accept
it's
that.
It's not a big nose.
I accept
it's
that.
It's not a big nose. It's a perfect nose.
Defined. Strong nose.
And you just come around the corner sniffing at her? Yeah.
Fruit toast, eh?
So what's the superior today?
Did she scream?
No.
Everyone in Sydney's like, we just want the Ed Sheeran tickets. Get on with it.
Food. Smell.
Love that.
I challenge anyone to walk past fruit toast and not at least take it in a bit.
Of course you take it in, but you don't go and startle a woman.
Oh, now you're making it seem more than
she
it was.
She could have knifed you while she was Nutlexing.
My, what's this period of food smell, 131060? For me, I'm worried you're going to lose control when I explain mine.
Go on.
I slow cook chocolate cake.
Ah.
So what happens is you make it all, you mix it all up, you put it in the slow cooker.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
Pardon?
Man.
Not the cocker. Not the cocker. Double Dick Dude's picture is right near me. It's infiltrating my psyche.
Take it away from it.
And over the course of 3 or 4 hours, your house just slowly starts feeling.
Yes.
And you come home from work and you walk in and the whole house has this delicious, moist chocolate cake smell.
Yes.
And it is insane.
Open the double cocker and away you go.
Sorry, but... Sorry, guys. Danielle?
Ice cream stores that are making fresh waffle cones.
Oh, nice.
Waffle cones. I'm like the Pied Piper. You know, like in the cartoons when someone put like a baked pie in a window and then you'd smell it and then you'd just sort of waft along and you'd float towards the location?
Yes.
I can drift three suburbs when I smell that.
That is good.
Yeah, well played.
Do you know what I do to make Scotty feel better when he gets home? I put some garlic in a pan to make him think dinner's being cooked so he thinks I'm a good wife.
That's even worse.
It's not.
And just garlic.
It just puts me in a better mood because he's like, oh, great, I don't have to cook dinner.
And then what are we having?
He cooks dinner. Garlic. But it's a thought that counts.
Sure
because
is.
Because garlic in a pan also just reminds me of growing up as an Italian kid.
Oh, yeah.
Every day I'd get home and Dad would be frying something up. Just garlic in a pan.
Yes.
Yeah.
131060, what is the superior food smell? What is the superior food smell?
God, he's lost his mind.
So he was thinking of the double dude again, I think.
Double dick dude. No, I think he was thinking about food.
Yeah, the fruit toast.
Mm. Ah.
Because it was really thick too.
Oh.
And she had an air of...
See, I'd be putting real butter on that, not Nutlex.
Oh, I didn't want to ask him. I thought it might have been an allergy thing. I didn't know.
Toughen up, princess.
She'll be doing it in a minute, actually.
Put some real butter on.
I want to ask her. Sarah from Emu Plains, what is the superior food smell?
Oh, I love when it's garlic and onion, and then you throw your chorizo in when the pan's really hot.
God, Ed might fall off his chair. We may lose the chair. thank you, got Sarah.
Hang on, I'm not finished with Sarah.
Oh, God, don't get him started.
Got any olive oil in there, Sarah?
Oh, yeah, olive oil. Then the pasta and the rocket.
Oh, that's such a good... I'm going to cook that for dinner tonight.
That sounds amazing.
I'm actually going to cook that for dinner. I'm going to get some beautiful chorizo. I'm going to get some great rocket. And you just cook the nice pasta and then you mix it all in the pan together because the oil from the chorizo and the salt. Yum. Yeah, I'm going to do... And fresh cut up tomatoes.
Sarah?
So you just throw them in last two.
Sarah?
Tomatoes. You have to do so. And the fresh pecorino on top.
Yeah, the pecorino. Good cheese.
Oh, cheese.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so, not double D, dude. And so, and it's research, and the beautiful tomatoes, they're quite soft, but then they mix with the chorizo and the two flavors together, the citrus, and it's very nice. I'm making that for dinner tonight, guys. That's what I'm having.
All right, Sarah's coming around. Jeff from Fairfield. Go on, Jeff. The superior food smell is?
Yeah, hi, guys. My superior food is usually burnt, and it's raisin toast. My wife cooks on the weekend.
Raisin toast smell.
Oof. Yeah. Oof. The toast, when she toasts it, just goes right through the whole house. Oh, and I just got to go put a piece in.
Yeah, you gotta love it. Can I just say how exciting it is to know what I'm having for dinner tonight now? Because that's half the battle of my day is what the hell am I going to cook? I know that's dumb, and you'll only get it if you're the primary cooker in your house. You get it. You're the primary cooker.
I know. I think about it from about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'm planned at 6:00, whatever it is.
6:16, eh?
Yes. Yeah, well win.
Done. Locked.
Okay. Jeff made a critical distinction because I believe I've been saying fruit toast and Jeff said raisin toast. Jeff, you're absolutely right. I was wrong. It's not.
Oh, I thought it was something else that you were talking about, Ed.
Raisin toast and fruit toast is you can do that.
Oh, but there is such a thing as fruit toast, is there not, which is different?
I would argue that they're not putting in a lot of different fruit varieties.
Okay, I'm going to look that up. That's interesting. It's interesting to know.
Is it?
Katie from Liverpool.
Good morning.
Superior food smell is?
I don't reckon you can go past a barbecue. Sausages and onions. You add a set of traffic lights, you smell it. Guess where I'm off to? Bunnings.
I just feel like it smells better than it tastes, barbecue.
I agree.
Don't you think?
I love it.
Yeah,
it
reckon.
It does, but it sucks you in. I walk away with 8 sausages.
But that's the national average for the year, Katie. You're doing them all at once.
Popcorn smells better than it tastes.
So
you
true.
You don't get bang for your buck on popcorn.
So true.
You know, you go and go, ooh, and then you eat like 2,000 kilos of it because you just end up feeling hollow and alone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Popcorn makes you feel lonely.
Well, especially if you're at the movies by yourself.
Oh, I like doing that though.
Which I've done.
You keep eating it to try and feel full and recreate the smell as a taste and it doesn't work. You're a lying mistress, popcorn.
Yeah, man.
You just get thirsty and then you just get so thirsty.
Horror of snack foods.
Is that the smell that they pump through casinos? That's one of them. Talcum powder's one.
Sadness.
What? Why talcum powder?
That's talcum powder.
Urine and sadness.
It's a cover.
Yeah.
Urine and sadness.
Sam is from Manly. Sam, what is the superior? Hey, what is the superior?
Hey,
man. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What do you got?
The ultimate superior, I guess, smell is a lamb roast with rosemary and garlic.
Oh,
you sit it nicely inside the oven at a really low heat for 4 hours in the whole house. Wow.
Jeez Louise, that is really, really good.
No, I want that for dinner, Sam.
This is a tough one. Okay, who wins today? I think Sarah was the most emotive.
Sarah's inspired my dinner for tonight.
Mm. But Jeff had to put a piece in.
Jeff had to put a piece in.
Sarah, you've won the Ed Sheeran tickets.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, you're going to Ed Sheeran tonight, brother.
Ed Sheeran tonight? Oh, God, I haven't got an outfit.
Oh, God, Joel, don't even worry. You'll find something. It'll be fine.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Jeff gets a soda stream. Everybody else gets movie tickets. Thanks for playing.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM.
Guys, so far.
Good.
Robots are taking, it's happening. I bloody told you. I've been warning you and warning you that robots are taking over.
I know they are because I watch A Current Affair.
Plus, how to future-proof your career. We reveal which jobs are safe from the robot revolution. A Current Affair tonight.
A Current Affair is who I trust, but I also trust Stephen Hawking.
Who?
I know. If I'm going to Breaking Robot News, obviously I'm going to Tracy first. Tracy Coleslaw. As calls the other day. Is that you called her Tracy Coleslaw?
No, it was a caller.
Who called her Tracy Coleslaw?
I can't remember.
Somewhere.
It was pretty funny.
It was very good. But I just, Stephen Hawking, he was went on Reddit in 2015, and fans have been going back through and resurfacing them. So basically if you up a post, then it comes back up again. And he is genuinely saying that, you guys, we need to move to outer space because the robots are going to get smarter than us. And I feel like, don't you feel like they're keeping it from us? Do you know, like, it's obviously going to be Skynet 2.0, like Terminator 2, just
for sure.
Day.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
And everyone has to answer honestly.
Okay.
Does anyone here trust Elon Musk?
No.
Thank you, Em.
No, because he's too self-aware.
Person.
Nah, he's playing a game. And I read his tweets and I'm like, dude, he's a little too, he's good at pretending to be everyone's normal mate.
Yes.
But he's actually an evil genius.
Yes.
That so you're saying that there's a dangerous agenda that he's got going on?
Yes. I mean, if he's listening, good morning.
And
I'll take you millions of dollars. Billions of dollars. I know, there's just something about that guy that's a little bit too, trust me. Oh, should I?
He's Bond villain the first third of the film.
Or the guy from The Incredibles. Yeah, I just... you know the guy? Yeah, I just... I think we should all take this very seriously because
please.
He says, this is what Stephen wrote, intelligent future AI will probably develop a drive to survive and acquire more resources as a step towards accomplishing whatever goal it has. So basically it means... robots are getting wise to the fact that we can just switch them off and they're like, love, you're not powering me down. I'm going to power you down.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to create a clone army of me. And that's terrifying.
Sorry, that's the robot army trying to silence us.
Oh, my God. And then we're done.
And the tipping point is when computers and robots and AI technology become self-aware, right? Because once you become self-aware, you're aware of your own existence and therefore you're aware of your own mortality. If you're aware of your own mortality, you then take out any challenge to it. Humanity will be the greatest challenge to then AI. So they'll take us out.
That's it. I need to go on the Linda Hamilton training program stat.
The arms.
That is happening.
I
need to
arms.
Get Linda Hamilton's arms. You need to grow your fringe out like Edward Furlong.
Yeah.
And you need to work on your interskeletal system. You know that scene that sticks with me? And I know I'm jumping all over the place like a monkey mind, but I'm just saying what I'm thinking. You know that scene that's so haunting? When Arnie lowers into the molten lava at the end and he just does the thumbs up.
The thumbs up.
That was excellent.
Haunting.
I'm a cybernetic organism.
Organism.
Something, something covered in something, something.
Something, yeah.
It's just one of the classic quotes from the film.
I
need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
Oh, that's really bad.
It's terrible.
Thank you.
Grant Jenya.
Okay, the transport revolution is here, everybody. You know how we were just talking just a couple of moments ago about Stephen Hawking, how he warned us against the rise of AI robots?
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Phase one of the robot takeover is already happening, and it's involving public transport.
Okay.
Get this. Pilotless flying taxis are currently being tested in New Zealand right now in Christchurch.
I think technological hotspot.
I
think New Zealand.
But you got to remember that New Zealand's always at the forefront of whacking new sort of physical activities. So bungee jumping.
I drove a tank in New Zealand in Christchurch.
See?
An actual tank.
It's also where all the billionaire doomsday preppers live.
Oh, do they?
Yes. They have all bought property in Christchurch.
That's good.
And they've built these big mansions where you can survive underground and you can survive sustainable off-the-grid lifestyles.
Maybe that's why this is now the hub for this.
Also on Waiheke Island, which is an island in Auckland. My mum lived there for 2 years. Oh, my God.
Really?
What a place.
Really?
You would drive past, you'd look at a fence, you'd go, ugh, what a crap shack. Mm. And then you would go up a hill and you'd look over that fence and you'd go, oh, no. Enormous sprawling mansion, 40% of which is underground.
Yeah, the doomsday preppers.
Yep.
So tell me more about these flying taxis.
Okay, so what they're doing now, it's a thing called Cora, right? And it takes off like a helicopter, but it flies like
a plane, right?
Which allows it basically to transport passengers in urban areas using rooftops, car parks, and landing pads. Like this has got major kick, right? Because it's the Google co-founder Larry Page is right behind this project, so he's thrown in his gazillions to revolutionise public transport.
So it's one person though. Yeah, they're not like a maxi. It's not a maxi Cora.
You can put two people in it, but there's no pilot. No pilot whatsoever.
No, that's not a good idea, guys. We need pilots.
It's got a range of 100 Ks, reaching speeds 150, and it can get up to 900 meters high.
But what happens if it just stops working? Yeah, exactly. There's no one there to correct.
Mate, robots aren't going to let us down. Come on. What are you talking about?
Did we not just talk about...
You know what this is like? You
remember, Rise of the Machines.
Remember the movie The Fifth Element? Remember that? Remember how Bruce Willis was driving flying taxis in that movie? Well, this is but what's happening now.
Hang on, but so if this is a taxi that flies through the air, does that mean that late at night, spew is just going to be raining down on the streets of Christchurch?
Exactly what I was thinking.
And the kebab shops are not up high enough for my liking.
Oh, mate, can you just pull over for just a second?
Oh, my God. Does anyone... Okay, I'm glad you went through with that sound effect.
Who
needs production?
Did anyone else used to watch Beyond 2000?
Of course I did.
Did you watch Beyond 2000, Danielle?
Yeah, of course I did.
And feel incredibly let down by them right now as an adult? Because I used to watch Beyond 2000 and think, in the year 2000, I am going to be flying everywhere in my jetpack. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a hoverboard. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm going to be like, it's going to be like basically the Jetsons.
Yep.
And here we are in 2018.
This is stage one Jetson.
This is not stage one Jetson. This is stage one. Because what happens is when somebody say, I don't know, the Russians get control of all the pilotless things and they're in control, then what happens, mate?
Oh, we are in trouble.
See, Em, your paranoia is so interesting because at one level it's sort of futuristic Skynet, right? Right, which is always set in the future, as we know in Terminator, but also you're sort of paranoid about the Cold War as well.
Mm. So you see that they announced the Cold War on Twitter? Did you miss that news article?
Two tweets announced the Cold War. I did see that.
Your paranoia is like a 70-year reign.
Correct. I also assume if you follow me more than two blocks in my car, you're trying to kidnap me. I'll take a different route home. That's 15 minutes longer if you follow me too long in my car.
Well, there you have it.
It's called peak hour.
Guys, it is the National Day of Action Against Anti-Bullying and Violence. And I'm having a look at the website here. It says it's aiming to get Australia to be a completely free from bullying place in schools and in workplaces, which is a lofty dream.
Yeah, it is. And obviously, you know, there's been some really sad stories that have happened, especially this year in January. Where we lost Amy Dolly Everett, who took her own life, sadly, because of constant bullying and harassment at school. And she's just a kid. Mm-hmm. She's a little kid who shouldn't be worrying about these things. And last night on the project, they had a really powerful segment. Waleed said he's giving up his seat for celebrities to, I guess, voice their feelings about bullying. And Margot Robbie was one of them. Have a listen.
But all bullying has the potential to be really serious. While not all bullying ends in suicide, suicide is the leading cause of death for young Australians. In the last decade, youth suicide rates have been trending up. And students who are bullied are 9 times more likely to attempt or at least consider taking their own lives.
Yeah, it's very sad. And of course, it's now there's person-to-person contact, which when I was growing up at schools and things like that, that's where the bullying took place.
No, now it's online.
But now it's online.
Yeah, which... not exclusively, but I'm telling you, I'm terrified for my girls. Mm. I'm really scared for them. I've got a 16-year-old who's got the world in her pocket. Mm. She goes to her room, she shuts the door, she's got her phone, I don't know what's going on, and I feel really helpless. And I guess what I've been told, and I've asked lots of questions, is all you can do is control how your kids handle it. You can't control what's coming in.
No.
So, yeah, I'm terrified for both of them.
You're kind of in the eye of the storm at the moment. I'm not at the age with my girls, but it does terrify me because it did used to stop at the school gate, you know, at 3:30 p.m. That's where any bullying finished. But now it follows you home on social media. You know, it's 24 hours that you can be bullied. And that is, it's unrelenting. There's no break from it.
And also also the way they do it, and I've seen it happen, it's just bit by bit. Wears you down.
It's not away.
The big, like the big American movies you used to watch where they get eggs thrown at them and wedgied. Now it's just psychological warfare of teenagers and the comments come in at 1 a.m. and they have the notifications on their phone. Mm-hmm. So you can't even turn it off because they don't want to miss anything because that's how all their friends
communicate. Starting with, I know Tiff's told me when she's gone to schools and done talks and done workshops and stuff with particularly girls' schools, the first thing they say is it's exclusion. So the first thing that will happen is that they will be excluded from some online group or WhatsApp group or a Snapchat or whatever it was that they used to be part of. Mm. Okay, so now they're excluded. Now they don't know why. So then that process starts, okay, yeah. And then that group turns against them. Then they're isolated. So you might not even know that a child, if they're standing with other kids, you might not even know how isolated they're feeling.
And they don't want to speak up.
They can't speak up. It's the worst thing they can do is speak up.
Yeah. So today's a big day. If you're going to school now and you're a kid, you're going to be hearing about it. It is a big anti-bullying event for most schools. And guess what I would say to you if you are a kid listening to us now, just don't go to school and make someone's life less or worse. Go to school and make someone's life better. And if anything you're doing, if there's any behaviour that you're doing that is making someone else feel so sad, you don't know what they're doing when they go home and you don't know how badly it's affecting them and you don't know what else is going on for them in their lives. Mm. So, we want to make sure that this message comes out through us. And well done, the project. It was a really powerful segment.
Yeah, turn it inward. Have a good look at yourself. What difference could I make on someone's life
better? Yeah, and if anything you've heard has brought up some feelings for you, you can call Lifeline on 131114.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M. Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
Via Skype, we now welcome the author of the book Double Header.
And well done, by the way.
Wonderful title. Mm-hmm. My Life with Two Penises, yes, by Diphalic Dude. Good morning, Diphalic Dude.
Good morning. Hey, thanks for having me.
Should we call you Double D for short? Is that okay?
You can call me that. I guess you could say over the past few years, since I've gotten more comfortable with social media, I started going with the name Clark, like Clark Kent. So if you want to call me Clark, that's fine too.
I like Clark. I felt weird addressing you as Double Dick Guy, so I'm going to go with Clark.
Yeah,
which is great. Now, Clark, you were, just so for people who don't know you, because I was not aware until I was given a picture of your situation. If you could explain what your situation is.
Sure. I was born with a congenital, I guess you could say congenital defect, birth defect, known as diphalia. And what that means is during the first, I guess it was, from what I was told by my parents, the first ultrasound that they had gotten of me when my mother found out she was pregnant with me, that it was already showing some sort of abnormality. So at some point in the first couple of weeks, maybe month or so of development, I actually developed it's two penises instead of just one, like, you know, the average person, man on earth does. So I got two.
You did.
Wow.
You did get
two.
And, my parents asked the doctor, is there anything we need to be worried about? And he said, well, this is very rare. But you know, we'll keep an eye on everything because generally speaking, from after getting to understand myself better as I grew up and then being an adult and talking to my parents about stuff, and then in the past few years doing a bit more research to understand myself better and what I'm dealing with, a lot of cases of diphalia are usually accompanied by some really extreme, really unpleasant side effects and deformities like spina bifida and the colorectal outlet of the body actually coming out the front and the lower between the legs not even forming completely and being the insides coming out. I mean, it's I was one of the very few. There's a few records out there that ended up being, aside from having two penises, being okay other than that. And so the doctor told my parents, listen, you know, he looks like he's going to be okay. It's up to you. And so when I was born, my mom told me that when I was born, the doctor said, yep, 10 fingers, 10 toes, and, well, two penises, just like we thought.
Wow.
Clark, I need to ask you, when your friends first saw it, because boys are boys, you're in the locker room, you would have realized very early on you were different. What was the, did you keep it a secret or did you wave it around? How did you reveal?
Well, actually, I've been asked a question in the past how I dealt with it. And growing up, I have no specific memory of my parents mentioning it to me. It's always been sort of there in the back of my head as far back as I can remember. My parents always told me I was special, I was unique, I was different, but it wasn't a bad different. It wasn't the fake special. You know, all parents tell their kids you're special, but no, I mean, they really were like, listen, you are unique. And they had taught me not to show it off, not to wave it around, not to brag about it, because, and this was a really unique part that I, as an adult, realized was different. They taught me not to do that under the premise of, because I have two, if I brag about it or, you know, draw attention to it, I could make other boys feel bad that they only had one.
Right. That's how boys think. That is exactly how boys think. That's exactly how boys think.
Yeah. That's great.
Is it twice as good?
The aspect of I didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Mm. I didn't want to make anyone feel bad. Mm. So as I grew up, I never took them out around anyone. Mm. I mean, obviously my family knew, and my doctors, the doctors that I've had over the years have known. Mm. But the only person who ever, well, the first person to see it was the girl that I lost my virginity to. And that
what was her reaction?
Was in high school.
Yes.
And so the crazy thing about it was, is she didn't act shocked or freaked out or anything. But after that happened, I noticed people were starting to look at me in school and giving me that kind of thing. And so my best friend at the time, he didn't know. Mm. And he heard some guys making fun of me and the claims and everything. And of course, my best friend standing up for me was like, no, he doesn't. Trust me, he doesn't. That's BS, all this stuff. Mm. Well, because he's a guy, and suddenly he's telling these other guys that he knows that I don't. Suddenly they were all like, oh, you must be gay. What are you, you know, you queer and all this stuff.
Clark, can I ask
and
you
so
some...
And so then he comes to me and
sorry,
says
keep going. Yep.
Sure.
Keep going. Sorry.
I was just going to say, he comes to me and asks... Yeah, he just comes to me and asks me, come on, is this for real? And I tried to dodge it, tried to avoid it. And it finally fessed up and you know, showed him. And he was just like, oh, my gosh. And, yeah, I mean, that's really where it kind of went outside of being just something I knew about, my family knew about.
I just want to ask you some rapid fire questions, just quick ones, just so people can get an idea of what you're living with.
Sure.
Can you pee out of both?
Yes. Yes. They branch out of one shaft inside the body. Anyone who doesn't know anatomy, the prostate is what is between the bladder and the shaft. So the prostate turns into the shaft and then proceeds with an average man proceeds up through the front of the body, is attached to the pelvic bone, and then comes out as one. Mine splits into two on the inside and comes out as two. So to go to the bathroom, it's one muscle. It's one pipe that forks into two. So it'd be great if I could control
that. I was going to ask.
Yeah. That's a wide toilet.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
You know, when I did my Reddit AMA back in 2014, I did. My right one was my favorite one. And that was because when I was younger, I had a pinch in my left urethra that made it difficult to go to the bathroom out of both. And then that also made other fluids difficult to come out. So it was fixed a little bit, but it turned out the way the suspensory ligament held them to my pelvis had caused it where the left one was never quite as with it as the right one would be. So I kind of focused on the right one more.
Right, of course. Yeah, it's a better one.
And finally, I just want to ask one more question before, Grant, you ask one. We have so many questions. Can you use one and then use the other in intimate scenarios?
Yes. Yes, it's and I never thought about it at the time period when I started getting sexually active. I never really thought about it the way that now I have understood it, is any guy will tell you that in an intimate situation, once you are completed with the intimate situation, your layover period.
Yes.
Time that it takes you to recharge.
Yes.
That can take a while. But since I have two, if I go forward with one and then go to completion, I could immediately swap over to the other one and pick up again.
Wow.
And keep going. Right. And then depending, I can jump back to the other one again.
Yeah.
All right. So
this
if
is
you
the
can.
Next step in evolution.
Wow, this is incredible.
Step in evolution.
Can you. To not get too personal, but it's a fairly personal question. Can you service and have you serviced multiple partners at the same time?
Yes. Yes, yes, I have.
How many?
Well, I mean,
at once.
You can only really service two people when you have two. I mean, I only have two.
I know, you poor thing. You've only got the two. You know? It's a real issue.
But I mean, I've been in group situations before, yeah.
Clark, have you made lots of money off your two penises?
No. No, no. The people would expect that, I guess. People have asked me, haven't you done adult films or anything? And no, there's really no motivation to go that direction. I have no problem with people who do that kind of stuff. Mm. It's, I mean, whatever, you do you, it's cool, but it's just not my thing. So I've never really done anything with them that would, you know, make me money. It was never something that I ever thought about doing, other than briefly some friends of mine were like, you could be an escort. No, I was like, nah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, did you ever contemplate having one removed?
Yes. Yes, I did. It was not too long after I lost my virginity in high school. Mm. And it was after my friend had defended me and then got himself labeled as gay, which then got me labeled as gay and then made it very difficult for me in school. It got really rough. No one had it was still, you know, just the rumor. Mm. And I wasn't about to dignify any of the rumors by proving anything or trying to disprove anything. It was, you know, I had tried to think about, could I hide one and just take one out and say, no, I only have one. But then, you know, and I got upset. I was depressed. I was angry. I was, you know, not happy. And I had told my dad that, you know, I just want one of them gone. I just want it gone. Take it off. You know, I don't care. Hmm. And he asked me, you know, to just really sit there and think about it. And he goes, listen, it doesn't matter. If you have one taken off, you're still going to be what other people will assume you are. Don't let what they think about you matter to you. Oh. Your mom and I love you no matter what. So just be yourself and don't worry about other people.
Good parenting.
Well, it's a good parenting, and it's a good message for anyone who might be thinking that there's something about them that's different rather than. So, Clark, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, Clark, thank you for being so open with us and so respectful. And look, it's such an interesting topic and could have easily gone off the rails. So thank you for chatting with us. And I'm just looking at your Skype picture. It is just. Hashtag on brand.
You can read more about Clark in his book, Doubleheader, My Life with Two Penises, A Diphalic Dude. We know him as Clark. We appreciate you speaking to us today. Thanks so much, Clark.
Thanks, Clark.
Thank you so much. I appreciate, you know, even if it's just going down under on the radio.
Thanks, Clark.
Grant Tenure.
Okay. How far would you go to get something for free? Because I kind of pushed the envelope the other day. You know, I just came back from the States and I had a little bit of a thing going on over there. I'd only bought a premium economy seat, which is already expensive.
Yep.
I wasn't going to make the investment on business class. It's too out of reach.
You've only got eight jobs.
Too out of reach.
You can't afford that. God, you can definitely not afford business.
Do you know
how
much it was? It was 18 grand. For business class.
You've made 18
you
grand.
You made that a day.
Since this segment started.
Yeah, you can afford that. How much is Just Cuts paying you again?
Yeah, exactly.
That's one haircut, isn't it?
You know, you can't tell me that when you fly, you don't hope for an upgrade, because that's the golden ticket. That's as good as it gets. And when you get off at the other end, particularly of an international trip, and you've been upgraded, the difference is amazing.
Oh, so I know. I flew first class thanks to this company.
Did you? What?
Yeah, they flew me
first. What's wrong with me and my deal?
You don't need the room as such.
Every seat is an exit row for me, mate.
I love that joke. Yes.
Okay, so. Now.
It's because he's short.
So I had this elaborate 10-point plan when I arrived at the check-in, because I believe you can actually influence an upgrade just
no
on how you
thing.
Arrive.
You can't get this,
no, no, listen, hear me out.
This drives me crazy.
You're forgetting who you are.
I know.
Hear me out.
There's your upgrade, you face idiot.
Yeah.
Well, I don't trust that it has any pulling power.
You could wear some nipple tassels and a nappy and they'd still upgrade you.
I can't rely on that, you know, wholly and solely. I don't believe that it's enough to get me over the line for a free upgrade. Okay. So this is what I did. All so right. I put on what I called my upgrade shirt.
Yeah.
So which was like a fine pinstripe that was almost businessy, but still kind of slightly relaxed.
It's like that Billy Joel song, Upgrade Shirt, Oven.
It's business time.
Because there's a theory, you know, like that theory how you got to dress for the job you want, not for the job you've got. I believe you've got to dress for the zone on the plane you want, not for the one that you've booked in.
Right.
So you look like you're meant to be there.
Right. So you got your shirt on. What's you got a jacket?
Yeah, I had a jacket.
Slacks.
On. I had a nice tight Hugo Boss jean. So it was kind of it was.
You can afford $500 jeans, but not business class
clothes. So then I rocked up, right? And it's all about confidence. If you look like you're supposed to be there, I believe that they will then elevate your chances.
Person. I'm the ticket person. Here comes Grant Denyer in a pinstripe shirt. Take it away. Yeah. Hello, sir.
Oh,
Grant Denyer. Want an upgrade?
Hello there, fine gentleman. How would one be on this fine day?
No, do what you actually did. So I'm the ticket person.
I did find I accidentally started to adopt like an English gentleman accent. Because I thought the more rounded I sound, the more likely I'm supposed to be an international business gentleman.
Fair enough.
How's your day going today, mate? Are you having a good one?
Yeah, fine, thanks, mate. There's about 10 people waiting. What can I do for you?
Oh, fantastic. Really looking forward to going on this great trip with my mate. 40th birthday for him. I'm a little bit younger, but that's okay. We're going to have a fantastic time.
Yep, come look at you.
Yeah, really looking
premium
forward to this
here,
international trip. Oh, okay. Is that all we've got? Premium economy? Is it a busy flight today? Because, gee, I fly a lot with Qantas. Love the airline. Friendly faces. Have you noticed my business shirt? Fine pinstripe.
You're a scab. You're an actual scab. You also sent me a text asking if I knew anyone at Qantas.
Oh, that's awful.
Mate, I'm like, are you joking? First of all, I only fly Virgin. And second of all, scab.
Not only that, I wrote my mate in for a bit of a 1-2 punch because I thought what I'll do is I'll open, okay, with the girl on the check-in, and then you come in with a gag and I'll close with some niceties in which that she will be compelled to then give us an upgrade. And you know what? It worked. I got one, Australia.
Yeah, Grant Denyer from TV.
Yeah, I'm
TV.
So shocked.
Grant Denyer
from TV. They
probably
thought he was Rose, to be honest.
What have you done for a freebie?
13,
I'd love to know, what have you done for a freebie?
Because
the freebie you're going to get as part of this is an Ed Sheeran ticket to tonight's sold-out gig. So the biggest scab you've been, the biggest scab you'll get to be.
Sometimes the extra love you give it makes a difference.
Can I also ask for a slight right-hand turn? Ring up for what have you done for a freebie? Also, I'd like to hear from people who are in charge of upgrades.
Nah.
Do you actually give them?
Nah, they don't
Would you give one to Daniel? Do they exist? Is this a thing?
I didn't get one on the way back because I did look homeless. I was possibly still drunk and very hairy and smelly.
Okay, sure. Let's do this now. We've got Ed Sheeran tickets. People are going to give us whatever we bloody want.
Yeah.
So what have you done for a freebie? And also, are you someone who does work in the upgrade section? And how does that all work?
What's the hack?
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
On 13 10 60, the game is, what have you done for a freebie? TV's Grant Denyer rocked up to get an upgrade to go overseas. And the question is, you were there with a mate. You got an upgrade. Did your mate?
No, he didn't.
Oh, you!
So I got upgraded. All I did was just send champagne bottles back to him.
I would never want to go to war with you. I know what's happening. No man left behind, mate. What's the rule?
You could do the one in all in, but, you know, I've been working hard and I didn't want to arrive tired at the other end.
Oh, mate,
of the
to start. Be fair, whenever we fly places as a team, I sit in business and everyone else sits back, so don't worry about it.
Rena from Mount Druitt.
Peter Overton would never do that.
Oh, right. Rena from Mount Druitt. What happened to you?
Okay, it was actually my cousin. She made her two boys pretend that they were like 3 and 4 years younger so that they didn't have to pay for an entry fee to a museum. Guess how much the tickets were? $2.50 and $4.
Oh, principal. My God.
It's the principal.
You know what?
Talking about being a scab, right?
Yeah, but you know what's hard? Convincing kids to lie about their age.
Yes.
Oh.
Because the age is so sensitive.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's not worth the embarrassment of being busted when they can't go along with your act.
They never do either.
They won't do it, will they?
Those little bastards. Your kids always get caught out in lies by your kids. Public lies.
Yes.
They always pop, no, Mum, that's not true. You said this. Shut up, idiot. You and Dad are married. You can't get that Centrelink claim. Shut up. I'll take A and B, thank you. Yes.
Amy from St. Helens Park. What do you do to get free stuff, Amy?
Okay, so I wear my nurse scrubs everywhere that I've like got out of pain, doctor's fees. I get free coffee. So even if I'm not working, I'll pop them on sometimes and go down. And seriously, I get free breakfast. I've got out of parking fines wearing my thing. I've got out of like doing bad things, and the police are like, oh, we love nurses. You know, don't do that again.
You're the true hero here.
I got to say, Amy, I'm okay with
that. I'm buying some scrubs.
Yes. Yeah, or M, you know, you're what?
I'm going to buy some scrubs. I'm going to walk into Gucci.
I'll give you a pair.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that is double so scabbed. Funny. Yes. That's a really good experiment to do, see how much stuff we can get for free in different uniforms. Someone write that down.
Excellent idea. Mm.
I do know a tradie who was working in a hospital, and he was working sort of in the surgical area, so they kept having to make them put on full doctor's scrubs.
Yeah.
And he would go down to the cafe and get free coffees. But not only that, people would grab him and say, there's an emergency in ward number 3. You better come with me.
Oh, mate.
And he was just a chippy.
Jesus was a chippy. Yeah. He healed people.
Didn't
That's
he?
True.
Didn't he? Renee. Yep. Now, what? Oh dear!
Oh
what,
my God! You did not, woman.
I did.
What? Tell me.
I got a bit of cornstarch and some water and a condom. Put it all in there. Put it underneath the sheet. And rang up the front office and said, there's a used condom in my bed.
Oh.
And?
I got a free upgrade to a really good suite.
Oh, my.
Overlooking God. Sydney.
All I want to know is who carries cornstarch in their
exactly.
wallet?
How did you know?
What the hell? I mean, part of me is horrified, and then the other part of me really respects you.
Yeah, Renee. This
is amazing.
Are we rewarding this behaviour?
I'm sorry, but we are.
Oh, my God.
But, Amy.
But we love a nurse. Well, what are we going to do?
Well, there's sort of two. I've got two
Can
left.
We give him here, or do we want to drop? Because we've got the other one later. Two here?
Two
Can we
here.
Give away two
yeah,
here?
So Amy, yeah, so Amy the nurse and Renee, you've both going to Ed Sheeran tonight.
Yes.
Wow.
And our very good friend Rena, because it was her cousin that did it. You guys, I'm going to send you some movie tickets. So
great.
Thank you very well. Well played, everybody.
Amy and Renee sold out Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Well done. We love a nurse.
Thank you so much.
If you're sitting next to Renee and there's something on your seat, it's just her trying to get you out of there. Don't.
Oh,
don't.
God. I didn't know that was a thing.
When Mimi falls apart, you easy. When Tay-Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic. That's entertainment.
By the by, if you want to see what I've been crafting, you can go to our Instagram Today FM Breakfast. Now, Matt Damon is considering moving to Australia because he can't stand Donald Trump.
Right.
Ooh. Now, reportedly, he's going to move his entire family here, in part, not all, because he just really loves the country.
Oh, yeah.
Because of US President Donald Trump.
Right.
He has purchased a property in Byron Bay next door to Chris Hemsworth.
Ooh.
They're such bros,
They're
those
such
two,
bros.
Aren't they? Yeah. Have we forgiven Matt Damon for the couple of silly things he said around the Me Too movement? We've forgiven him? Yeah, let's forgive him.
Okay.
I brought my mistakes. They weren't too heinous.
I thought you were saying, though, have we forgiven Matt Damon for We Bought a Zoo?
Or what's the latest one where he shrunk down?
That was downsizing.
Oh, that
so
is
so boring, guys.
God.
I love him, but and come on, Kristen Wiig. What's
Martian
happened there?
Good.
Yeah, he's really good. Good Will Hunting, though.
What a movie.
Oh, my God, what a movie. So apparently he's going to live here like what Chris does. He'll live here half the time and then just fly across
good
commute
life.
For movies. I love that.
Good life.
I welcome Matt Damon with
so
open arms. I forgive
yeah,
you.
So do I.
This is exciting. Ed Sheeran, Miley Cyrus and Pink are all making an album together.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's right. They are also going to be joined by Mumford & Sons, Florence and the Machine, Mary J. Blige, Sam Smith, Lady Gaga, Queens of the Stone Age. What an album!
That is crazy.
They're recording a tribute to Elton John.
Ah.
Mm. Now, here's the song Pink's going to be doing. She's got electric boots. Benny and the Jets.
Okay. Good.
Wait. Yes. Okay, Ed Sheeran will be doing this classic. No, this is Miley Cyrus's
one.
Oh,
Miley
Cyrus. This is Ed Sheeran.
Oh, it's very Sheeran-esque.
Oh.
Ed Sheeran.
He's so Van Morrison Sheeran. I reckon.
Nah, I can't sing
no. as well. Oh, I can hear it.
Okay.
And finally, Miley will be doing this one.
What's Hosea from The Voice doing?
That's actually on a B recording that may not...
Is Nolsey in it?
Yes. My name is Shannon Noll. Let me into the crazy horse is the title of that song. And finally, Queen Elizabeth has shown her petticoat a little bit today. They gave official confirmation and what's the word I'm looking for?
Permission
for the marriage to go ahead, obviously, between William and Meghan. Now, I want you to tell
Harry. Yep.
Harry and Meghan.
Yep.
I want you to tell me if you can spot the difference between the two statements.
Gotcha.
Here's what she said when she was announcing William and Kate Middleton's. Our most dearly beloved grandson, Prince William Arthur Philip Lewis of Wales, KG, and our trusty and well-beloved Catherine Elizabeth Middleton. Okay, that's how she started that letter.
Okay, yep.
Here's the one she read out just today. I declare my consent to a contract of matrimony between my most dearly beloved grandson, Prince Henry Charles Albert David of Wales, and Rachel Meghan Markle.
Ooh. Oh, no beloved, no...
No adjectives there.
It hurts. Do you remember the one she did for Fergie? I agree to a contract of marriage between my dearly beloved son, Andrew of Wales, and that redheaded mole.
What about Camilla?
Oh, God.
Let's not do that one.
Oh.
Okay, fine.
All right, Rip.
Save it. That's entertainment.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
Yes, we are. At 11 past 8, we'd love to give away the $10,000 on a Friday. Grant Dan, your official game show host, who have you got for me now?
Brooke from Narellan Vale. Brooke, how are you doing this morning?
I am fantastic, thanks, guys. How are you?
You're really good. You ready to make this a killer weekend by getting some cash to kickstart your Friday?
Oh, you betcha. You betcha. All
right. You got any ideas, any plans?
Well, we're going to Ed tonight, so that's going to kick it off pretty well.
Oh, good luck with the traffic, but have a lot of fun. Okay, let's
see.
Public transport. That's a good idea.
Good girl.
All right. You can use the brand new air taxis that are in New Zealand. Here we go. So your letter you're playing for today is D, Brooke. So D for Delta.
D for Delta.
Okay, so for each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. And the adjudicator's word is final. Brooke, your letter's D. Here we go. Name a dog breed. A TV show.
Deal or No Deal.
A fast food chain.
Denny's.
An Australian sports star.
Pass.
A language.
Danish.
A music artist.
Diesel.
A shoe brand.
Pass.
A fruit.
Pass.
A Sydney train station.
Dover Heights.
A truck.
Wow. I don't think we can accept Dover High to the last one.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Yeah, there's no train there. No, but that's all right. You had a good effort. $500, Brooke.
There we go.
Holy cow, thanks so much.
Well played.
Have fun tonight, Brookie.
You can just have an Uber just sitting there for 3 hours just outside now waiting for you. You can afford it. Treat yourself.
Oh, I can buy some merch for my daughter. One of the two.
Good idea.
Oh, that's a nice. Hey, one more time. What was that TV show that starts with D?
What was that one?
Deal or No Deal.
Yeah. Mm.
No, sorry, we can't accept that answer. Because it's a terrible show.
Oh, dear.
Terrible show.
Dear.
Terrible show.
Is that not on anymore anyway?
Nah, no, it's not. The Chase is on, which is just wonderful.
Is it? Oh. Is that who hosts The Chase?
Oh, geez, I'd have to think.
And coming up next, we've got more fun segments on the show. We'll be back right after this.
Hang on.
Yeah, you don't know
what's coming up next, idiot?
It's coming up next. We've got Dean and Tracy coming on next. Yes, they are. They're coming in. We got him in the studio. Everyone wants to know all about him, so shut up. Let's move on.
Okay. Dean and Tracy from Married at First Sight next. Well, it has taken over the nation. They've destroyed my kitchen rules. My kitchen rules has had to try and bring up the Cold War in order to try and combat our next guest.
My kitchen, who cares?
Exactly. You will know her as the glamorous Tracy, and you will know him as the over 35 skateboarding champion and future world-crushing MC Visions. Dean and Tracy from Married at First Sight. Good morning.
Hello.
Oh, my Lord.
Hello. Hey, yo, Tracy. My little lady.
You drive me crazy.
Yeah.
A bit early for that, guys.
Never too early for rhymes, man.
No, I think it is, actually.
Come on. When you watched yourself back doing that rap, did you regret it immensely?
No, not at all. It's just a bit of fun. It's just like everyone, I thought it was a very romantic gesture. It wasn't about how good the rap was. It was like, I wrote something specifically for Tracy. So, no, I didn't regret it.
I thought your beats were pretty solid, man. I thought you cut sick.
Oh, that's going to make him feel better. The whitest guy on the planet.
Lyrical genius.
Yeah, Grant Denyer is well known.
I don't care what anyone says. I liked it. We had fun. That's all I care about.
Your self-belief has had to be rock solid. And I want to ask you a question, which I've been fantasizing about asking you for ages.
Okay.
Do you feel like, I want you to honestly answer, I'm looking you in the eye. Okay. Are you more self-aware now coming out of this process? Have you learned some things about yourself that you're like, geez, I've got some things to work on? Because I'm just telling you, I'm just saying, because since I've been in radio, I've realized some crazy things about myself.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely. Watching it back and watching the effect some of the things I did and said have on the rest of the group and Tracy, you learn so much about yourself.
What have you learned? What's one thing you'd like to change about yourself now?
Look, I just need to be more aware of how my actions can affect people around me. And,
That's great.
I think at the start of it, I was just a little bit like, I'm just out for me and I need to do the right thing for myself. But now I understand, I need to be a bit more careful about
How long have you been single?
Mate,
yeah, you did, Tracy. You're right. You're softening.
Some people go their whole lives with being not aware at all of how they affect other people, and you've got the beauty of being able to watch it.
Unfortunately, going on TV in front of the whole world.
The rest of the country, unfortunately.
And so,
hard lessons.
Yeah.
How long had you two been single when you went into this show?
I was single for about 9 months.
So that's not that very long.
No, that's a long time for me.
Oh, really? Do you normally go relationship to relationship to
relationship? I'm a relationship type of girl, yeah.
Okay. And you, Dean?
About 4 years.
All right. Mm. And has your ex seen the show?
No, thankfully she's in Abu Dhabi and she doesn't really watch it.
It hasn't gone to Abu Dhabi? My God, I thought this was worldwide, this show.
My other ex before that is American, so she doesn't really watch it either.
Handy.
Well, I feel like he's shipping everyone out. He dates you. How's your family reacted?
They're fine. They just have a laugh with it. Everyone's been really supportive in my family.
The whole country's got an opinion on the both of you. this show has gone nuts. Has it just blown your mind?
Yeah, it's so funny how people, come up to you in the street and they just tell me their cheating stories without even saying, hi, Trace. They're just straight into it.
Really?
Yeah, so it really hits a nerve for a lot of people.
And they would get quite emotional, don't they? They feel like they know you, don't they, Tracy? Yeah. When women come up to you especially, I bet you they feel like they're
we're besties
already. Yeah, you're besties, yeah. Yep. An odd position, isn't it?
It is, and I'm like, do I actually know you? Like, I actually get confused.
Get out of my face.
Well, we'd like to do a little game with you guys usually play with ourselves. It's fine.
You got to remember that. We would never do anything to anyone that we wouldn't do ourselves.
Yeah, we do this every week.
Yeah, so Em and I do this with each other every week.
Here
it is.
Do you dare?
We are handing you this.
Fleshy mouth.
Don't talk over my fleshy mound.
I always talk over fleshy mound. Sorry, mate. Sorry about that.
See, this is Mills and Boone have relaunched. I don't know if your mums used to read Mills and Boone, right? Trashy romance novels. They've relaunched. They sent me a game of sexy questions. So I'm going to give you questions to ask Dean.
Ooh. Dean, same for you.
I like this game.
I thought you would.
It's like the honesty box all over again.
But sexy.
Yeah.
It's sexy honesty, guys. It's the best kind.
Right.
Okay, Trace, you go first.
How important is foreplay to you and what's your favourite move? Can I answer this? No.
It's funny you bring that up, actually. Have we got what Tracy said the last time she was talking to us?
We spoke to Tracy on the phone the other day, Dean. You won't know about this, Dean. Yeah. Have a listen to this.
No offence to Tracy, but...
No, not that one.
No, don't play that anymore.
The one where she said he's good in bed. Oh, so there you go. I said it.
Yeah, let's play that one.
Don't you find it odd?
Found it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Well, I'm obviously hanging around for a reason, right? Oh.
Don't you find it weird the whole country and everyone's like, they on you doing it?
Not really. I don't mind.
Well, that's why you changed your mind.
Why doesn't that surprise you?
Dean, can I ask you a quick question? And also Tracy, the experts, so-called experts, and I know that they have pushed the cause of science forward much further than Stephen Hawking could ever hope to.
100%.
And I know in a lot of the tributes yesterday that Stephen Hawking himself wanted to make reference to the spiky-haired guy and the Kiwi on Married at First Sight. And we respect their credentials greatly. Why is the Kiwi one so obsessed with sex? What is her problem?
I think they're all obsessed with sex.
This is their voyeuristic
It's a very important part of any relationship, let's just say.
Okay. You want to
ask about the intimacy.
Do you want to ask? You want to? Are you going to answer a question?
Yeah, you're going to answer.
Wait, what was the question?
How important is foreplay to you?
I don't know what foreplay is.
Yes!
I can't answer that question.
Again, not shocked. Okay, ask Trace a question.
Few rhymes, head down the half pipe, and then away we go.
Exactly. I got no complaints here, so.
He's also wearing a wrist guard, so calm down, guys. Okay.
One for Tracy Dean.
Oh, here we go. What is the one thing you can't forgive in a relationship?
Oh, jeez. Oh,
is there anything?
Tracy?
Cheating.
I'm so shocked. Well, I think you've forgiven that. I'm so sorry.
All right. Your turn, Tracy.
Emotional cheating or?
Yeah. Oh, God. Can you open a discussion there on what cheating is? Well done.
If you could kiss, be careful with this one. If you could kiss anyone and get away with it, who would it be?
Oh, God.
It's almost like we've
Troy.
Set them up.
Definitely Troy.
Troy.
Oh, man, that is
Troy blows my mind on
the
eight
way
levels.
He brushes his teeth. Why would you want to kiss that?
The whole situation.
He's very hygienic. I think I'd love
is he as odd as he comes across?
Yeah.
Tracy's nodding her head.
But we love him.
Sure. Yeah, he's
we
a
love
legend.
Him.
Have you guys ever seen the movie like Psycho? With
Yes.
Right. Wait. Do you get a Norman Bates vibe from Troy?
No, not at all. No.
Oh, God.
What about, have you ever seen the movie Misery? Yeah. You get a Kathy Bates vibe from Troy.
Oh, Troy's lovely.
Let's move on. All right, okay, one more question from you.
Okay, come on. Here we go. Okay. Use your best pickup line on the person to your right.
Oh, my God, that's Dean.
Which is
oh
me.
Oh, my that's God, lucky. That's bizarre. Wow. What's your best pickup line?
Your looks aren't your best feature.
Yes!
Well done. Okay.
Well done.
Hey,
well done
you are the winners of this show. Mm. This show has been a huge hit, and it is all thanks to you two. So well done putting your hands up for reality TV. Would you ever do it again?
Depends if I'm matched with Dean or not. No, right.
Are you guys together right now?
Yeah, we're here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Are you wearing your wedding ring? Because I noticed on the AFL footy show last night that you weren't wearing it.
Well, I'm actually wearing this wrist brace, which you didn't see on the footy show because I wasn't wearing it. But my ring finger's really swollen at the moment. The ring doesn't even fit on.
That's
so
unfortunate.
The universe trying to tell you something.
Did you fall off your skateboards?
I did fall off my skateboard, yeah.
Now, Dean, which one? Dean, I know that you own two skateboards.
So
I know you own two skateboards. Which one did you fall off? The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles one or the Karate Kid one?
Ed can't get over the fact you have two skateboards. It's really haunting him.
I have lots of skateboards.
He's never felt so attacked for being a skateboarder.
Hey?
How many skateboards do you currently own?
Probably got about four or five at my house at the moment.
All right.
That's cool. I love that.
And Tracy, lot of talk that you're pregnant.
Yeah,
she doesn't look.
Look pregnant to me.
I can confirm my flat
stomach. Maybe a car belly, but that's it.
All right, well done. You guys win. You guys have won the show. Congratulations. Married at First Sight. The huge finale week is coming up. Dean and Tracy, well played.
And just you know, take it easy. You, Dean.
I always do.
No, he's,
I just feel like take heed of the lessons you've learned about yourself.
All right, I will. Thank you.
He's looking at me like, shut up.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Gogs, are you there?
Hang on.
Hi, guys.
Ah, you've wandered in. Good work.
Yeah. How are you?
Balls, 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 balls.
Sport, sport, sport.
Balls, 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 balls.
Someone at Triple M's head's just exploded because two girls are about to talk about sport.
Yeah, the footy. Let's do it.
Footy, Gogs.
Hey, Gogs, you need to give your credentials first.
Yeah. What do you do?
Okay, so ground announcer for the Parramatta Eels.
Yes, you are the official ground announcer.
And who do you bat for?
I've got a bit of an alliance with the Bulldogs. That stems back from like family. We've always gone for the Dogs.
Fine. Sure, mate. Yeah. Speaking of the Bulldogs tonight, Allianz Stadium. Are you tipping?
Look, I don't back against the Dogs, and I've got to say, so they're taking on the Roosters.
Shock loss to West last week.
Exactly. So look, I actually think the Dogs though could get up against the Roosters because they went down to Melbourne last weekend, but they showed a lot of promise. So I actually think you might go with the Dogs.
I'm tipping the Roosters. James Tedesco needs to fire high profile recruits.
Doesn't he?
And he's going to fire up tonight because last week he was dismal. Oh. So I am tipping Roosters over Bulldogs
tonight. Luke Keary also back for the Roosters. He's back from a broken jaw. So
On paper, you'd have to say stronger team.
And would you say that Craig Fitzgibbon's
Speaking
in career best
of,
form?
On paper.
What about Craig
we're
Wing?
Looking do, you at think, Broncos versus
do you think
Cowboys.
Craig Wing should be on the interchange bench or starting?
starting at hooker.
I think bring back Wingy, yes.
But speaking of, I know that name.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good looking.
Oh, he was.
Yes. Broncos as Cowboys, speaking of, the Cowboys obviously Thurston, very strong, and that is who the Broncos need to shut down to win tonight.
Well played. Do you think that Gene Miles is throwing too many passes from lock?
I'm going Cowboys. You don't ever back against Jonathan Thurston. He's too good. Yeah. Yep. Michael Morgan, late inclusion, but no, he's not
going
to.
I'm going Cowboys too.
Yeah, definitely Cowboys.
Who are we backing? Warriors, Titans?
Warriors, too good at home, I think, against the Titans.
Where are the Warriors playing?
Agreed. New Zealand.
Okay, well played. Yep.
Eat it. Now, I do back the Rabbits, but you cannot bet against Penrith.
Where have you gone to? Penrith v. South.
You know, you want South. You do. You want it for him, but come on, mate.
No, I'm going absolutely Penrith.
Penrith, yeah, me too.
Too impressive against the Eels last weekend.
And even though the Tigers, you know, they're feeling good and all the supporters like they're going to win the grand final, up against Storm, tough
absolutely
ask.
Not. It is a big clash. It's down in Melbourne. It's Billy Slater's 300th game. They love a massive occasion down there, so there's no way that the Tigers will get up.
Manly Parramatta?
Absolutely. The Eels, they will definitely come out with the win after that shock loss against.
See, I'm tipping Manly tonight.
Okay, okay. It's going to be a tight game. Let's be
agreed.
Honest.
Agreed.
It's Manly's home ground.
Hang on, Brookvale. We call it Brookvale, not Lotto Land. So Brookvale, are they still doing that crazy burger that they introduced? Remember they did. They introduced a giant burger. Are they still doing that, Gogs?
I'm not sure.
Brookvale. I think that was at Brookvale. Someone will know. Yep.
And finally, Raiders versus Knights.
Head says Raiders, heart says Knights because it is everybody's second favourite team, Newcastle. And I tell you what, they had that amazing Golden Point win where Mitchell Pearce slotted over that win to take it out for the Knights. But I think,
I'm going Raiders.
I think the Raiders, they're too good at home. But go Newey. I hope they have a great year.
Go
all
Newey. Right. Let's see how we go.
Okay.
Thanks, Gogs. Girls talking sport.
Now let's do the Super Rugby and the A-League.
I'll just get my sheet for that. Hang on.
We're out of here.
Yeah, I'll do these. We'll start these next week.
Yeah. Inspirational quotes next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. If you're going to concerts, have a great time.
And be safe. Look after each other. Don't be impatient. There's going to be 100 million people out in the West tonight. Yep. So just calm down. Get your public transport. Be kind. Enjoy the concerts.
Exactly.
Love ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. It's cloudy.
It's cloudy.